Wally Williams is the chief executive officer of Tequila Mockingbird and Sound Design in Austin, Texas. He's created jingles and advertising music for such clients as Southwest Airlines and the Texas Lottery. He told Steve Paulson the musicians he works with don't always share his approach to writing advertising jingles.
I had a guy in my group one time when I worked at an ad agency. He was a young writer. He had a guitar up on his wall that he had broken, smashed to pieces, you know? Mm-hmm. And he had it stuck up on the wall, and then he had a little piece of typewritten paper under it that said, "I don't do jingles." And, you know, that was his statement. And my philosophy was, you don't have to, you know, call it a jingle. You can call it music, which is just another form of communication. And so that's when I said, regardless of what the trendy thinking was, I said, you know what, you can do music that delivers a message in a really clever way that's not corny and that is enlightening and is art, just like if you want to classify advertising as art, which sometimes I think it is.
So what's the art of making good commercial music, a good advertising song or piece of music?
I think that it has to be entertaining first. It has to be memorable. And it has to sell the product. A lot of creatives that I know in the business leave the last one off. You know, they say, well, if it sells the product, great. But what we really want to do is create a commercial that just entertains the hell out of people, you know?
I've had that experience a lot of times watching TV. I'm kind of riveted by that 30-second spot. But then after it's done, I'm wondering, so what was that for?
Yeah. Well, see, I think that consumers love to be sold. You know, to me, a commercial, to be a whole commercial, to be 100%, needs to entertain and then sell you in such a way that you enjoyed being sold because, you know, consumers aren't stupid. And they know that a commercial is there for a reason. They know what it's for. And most of the time, they're turned off because nobody wants to be sold on anything. If they get sold, though, and they get sold in an entertaining way, then they like the commercial even more. It's an interesting phenomenon, but it's... And that's why I think that commercials have sort of been elevated into an art form. It's just that their parameters are a little different than pure art, you know?
We're going to listen to one of the songs that your company produced. It's from a TV commercial for Nissan, and it's not an original song. It's actually the theme song from the old TV show Laverne and Shirley, performed by the man in black, Johnny Cash. Can you tell me the story behind this?
Yeah, we got a call from Chiat Day in L.A., and there was a creative director, Rob Silton, who had thought of the idea, and he had come up with several of the Nissan spots. This was part of the campaign, and it was one that the client was not even wanting to do. They said that's a pretty wild idea to have Johnny Cash in the plant singing the Laverne and Shirley theme song, but we'll give you a shot at doing a demo. So they called us, and we said, this is a great, great idea. Love the idea. So we called Dale Watson, who is a local. He's actually getting pretty national, international country singer, but he's based in Austin. And he's just the old-style country singer, the Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash world, although he's a young guy. And we asked him to come in and do the demo for us, and so he did, and we sent it off to him, and they actually sent it to Johnny, and Johnny listened to it and said, I thought that was me, you know.
I had no idea this is how it works. You actually have someone else perform it as if he's Johnny Cash, as if he's the guy you really want to do it, and then you send out that
right
to Johnny Cash himself.
But the reason you do that is because you have to see how it's going to contour in a 60-second time frame. And you know which part of the song you're going to use, or 60 or 30, because that's the length of most TV commercials. So you really have to, you know, show the agency that the song is going to start here and it's going to end here and it's going to fit into your time frame. And then they can take that. And what they did was they showed the demo to the client. That's my understanding. And the client, which was Nissan, said, okay, well, it's a go. Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Give us any chance, we'll take it. Read us any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
Doing it our way.
Nothing's gonna turn us back now. Straight ahead and on the track now. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
Doing it our way.
There's nothing we won't try. Never heard the word impossible. This time there's no stopping us.
We're gonna do it.
On your mark, get set and go now. Got a dream and we just know now. We're gonna make that dream come true. And we'll do it our way.
Yes, our way.
Make our dreams come true. We'll do it our way.
Yes, our way.
Make all our dreams come true. For me and you.
That song won a Gold Clio Award in 1998, didn't it?
Correct. That was a pretty big winner for us, and we got a lot of press out of it.
Because it was such an original idea, what makes that work?
I think it's the combination of elements. The creative director who thought that up was, he's a pretty big thinker, and he said, you know, this is a great idea. If you had Laverne and Shirley doing it, it wouldn't be as good. But if you put Johnny Cash in there, then it's something he would never do. So it's a sort of an unexpected approach. Of course, in Laverne and Shirley, it happens in the factory, I think, in the opening of the show. So the environment was the same. You know, in this case, it was a Nissan factory.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, I think, the unexpectedness of Johnny Cash doing that particular song.
We're going to listen to a really interesting spot, one that you wrote for the Texas Department of Transportation. It's called Blood and Guts. Can you tell me how you came up with this one?
Yeah, this is a pretty good story. I was with a friend of mine. We were coming from we'd been on a shoot, and we were coming back from the airport in the car, and he said, I've got to come up with a campaign for the PGA Tour. And he said, I don't know what to do. And I said, well, why don't you do a song? Everybody loves music. And that was always my solution. So we both laughed. And then I started, just for fun, singing, hole in one, hole in one. I'm going to get me a hole in one. Just like all those boys on the PGA Tour. And we laughed. And then I called Tom's phone at his office and left it on his voicemail. And he started playing that for everybody at his ad agency, GSD&M. So we all got a big joke out of it and kind of sang that for a couple of weeks. And then they were pitching an account, MasterCard. So we all started singing, MasterCard, MasterCard. And kind of so it was just a running joke, right? Then one day I got a call from a guy over there who said, we've got a little commercial here that nobody wants to do. Would you like to take a shot at it? And I said, sure. And he sent it over to me, and I looked at it and kind of started just playing. And the first thing I wrote was blood and guts, blood and guts. And I'll let you hear the rest of it. But that's how that came about. And it just goes to show that the creative process is pretty hard to define. You never know how anything's going to happen.
Well, let's listen to this spot.
Blood and guts, your broken body full of cuts, lying there beside the interstate. Brain matter, feel it ooze out, see it splatter. Sirens coming, but they're coming late. Broken limbs, your friends and family singing hymns, talking about the hand that you were dealt. Broken-hearted, dear departed, it could all have been avoided if you'd buckled up your safety belt.
Sponsored by the Texas Department of Transportation.
That takes me back. That takes me back to my high school driver's ed classes. Those films that you used to see.
Yeah, they were. They said, you know, it's really hard to break through to the people. Their particular audience is young men in their late teens. And these guys have seen and heard everything, you know, with rap music or whatever. And so it's hard to shock them.
How did the Texas Department of Transportation react to this when they first heard it?
I think they loved it. because they had been struggling with the same problem, which was everybody, you know, trying to write something that cuts through the clutter and not having that much success because it's really hard to cut through that type of clutter. And they liked it so much that it happened to be 45 seconds long. And most radio commercials are 30 and 60. And they just said, you know what? We don't want you to change a thing on this. In fact, we'll change our media buy and make people run 45-second spots. So that's the way they sent it out. I've never had a client that believed in something that strongly to do something like that.
Advertising music composer Wally Williams. He talked with Steve Paulson.